Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, my name is Regina Hayes.
Hi, Regina. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim at all?
No.
And just to confirm, so no one sent you anything to sign with your finger electronically or sent you documents to sign through the mail?
No.
Okay. And what was your injury after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
I had a brain tumor.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Do you know what it was called or the specific diagnosis?
Meningoma. Meningioma.
Meningioma.
Yeah, I think I'm saying that right.
Mm-hmm. And you said it was located in your brain?
Yes, no.
Wow. I'm just sorry you went through that. When were you diagnosed?
Thank you so much. I'm sorry. September 20th, 2018.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
And what is your date of birth?
4/16/84.
And did you know of anyone else who also used Depo who had a similar diagnosis or any other issue?
No.
Okay. And were you receiving the Depo Provera pill or the Depo shot?
The shot.
Was it the name brand injectable?
Yeah, the Depo Provera, yeah.
Okay. So was it Depo Provera or Depo Sub-Q Provera?
Mm-mm, Depo Provera.
Okay, thank you. And how many years were you using Depo for?
I used it for about 2 years.
2 years. And within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
And do you recall approximately how many weeks it was in between each injection?
I know in like a 2 year period, because I was just thinking of it, in a 2 year period, I had 8 shots, so.
Okay. Do you know like how spread apart it was from?
Once every 3 months.
Okay. And did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yep, I used Depo. Let me see. I started in about 2016 in April.
You started April of 2016?
Yeah.
And when did you stop?
September 2018.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And what is your marital status?
Single.
And then I have your first name spelled R-E-G-I-N-A.
Yes.
Last name H-A-Y-E-S.
Yeah.
And what is your social?
394-929-6622.
Thank you. And for your email address, I have your first name, reginah953@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what is your current home address?
4218 North 16th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53209.
That was 4218 North 16th Street.
Yep, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53209.
Okay, thank you. And was the depot administered by a doctor or a medical staff or by yourself?
By a doctor.
And what locations of the body was the injection administered?
Arms.
I'm sorry?
Arms.
Oh, arms. Okay. And you were in Wisconsin when you were receiving the injections, correct?
Yes.
And how many times in total were you injected with the product?
Within our 2 years I was on, I had 8 shots.
8. And where were you receiving these, or where was it being administered? Which hospital?
My doctor used to do it, my family doctor.
Family doctor. Okay. And what is the name of your family doctor?
Lauren Bayer.
Bayer. Do you know which facility she's at?
2400 West Willard Avenue.
Oh, I see. You said 2400 West Willard Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And were you prescribed the medication within the United States?
Yes.
Yes. And have you ever used any other hormones such as OCP or HRT?
No.
And was the doctor, Lauren, also your prescribing doctor?
Yeah.
At the same facility?
Yes.
Okay.
You referring to like who gave me the shot, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the one who gave you the shot and the one who prescribed it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you have a specific pharmacy you were going to?
I was getting all my medicine at Children's Wisconsin inside the hospital.
It was called Children's Wisconsin Hospital?
Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
The one on 8915 West Connell Court?
Cornell Avenue, yeah.
Oh. And when did you discover your injuries were related to the use of Depo?
September 20th of 2018.
Okay. And do you know the name of the facility or professional who made the diagnosis?
Andrew 4 FOY.
Angela, was that at the same facility or
No.
a different?
And no, Andrew, not Angela. Andrew.
Oh, Andrew. Oh, I see. Okay. So he was your diagnosing doctor
Yeah.
at the same facility?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you diagnosed in the United States?
Yeah.
And that was in Wisconsin. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma?
I had surgery, radiation therapy. I did chemo for 6 months. I had pain medicine. Then I was going to get an MRI probably every 2 months.
Wow. Did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then for that Dr. Andrew, was he at the Children's Hospital or was he at the All
I
Saints
was at the
Hospital?
Children's Wisconsin.
Okay. Okay. And have you received any treatment for your diagnosis?
No. Nothing other than stuff I just told you.
Okay. And for those, who was your treating doctor?
The Andrew Four.
And you said besides the MRIs and all the testings, what else has he?
Yeah, I just had the test I had was, the normal, the blood test, MRI. I had a biopsy, a CAT scan.
Okay. And so besides that, he hasn't prescribed any medication or treatment at all?
That was pretty much it. The treatment I did was, like I said, the radiation therapy. I did chemo for 6 months. I have the pain medicine, and then probably every 2 months I've seen the doctor for the MRI.
Oh, I see. Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Okay. And do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yeah.
Do you know the dates that you were hospitalized or just an estimate of how long?
I was in the hospital for about 12 days. My surgery was September 22nd of 2018.
Okay. And prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma, were you ever exposed to radiation?
No.
Have you ever been diagnosed with neurofibromatosis too?
No.
Okay. Do you recall when you first began having symptoms related to the tumor?
Maybe probably a year after I started getting it, you know.
Okay, so after, let's see, you started in
April of 2016.
So around 2017 is when you first started seeing some symptoms?
Yeah. Yeah.
17. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
I do, but they probably all packed in my storage. So I can get them to you guys in the next week or so if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I guess you can get everything from the hospital.
Okay. And do you have access to a MyChart login at all?
No.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Okay. Yeah, you could put my mom.
Does she live with you?
She's with me most of the time.
Okay, but she doesn't live there?
Uh-uh.
Okay, and what is her phone number?
414-458-7429.
And her first and last name?
Tanya, T-A-N-N-Y-A-A's.
And do you know her email address or no?
No.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay. Are you able to provide a large eligible signature?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So before we wrap up, I did want to make sure you know what to expect next. So while they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes QA to transfer you to them directly and introduce you.
Okay.
And they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's just part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case.
Okay.
They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly.
Okay.
And since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I would highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. And can
okay.
you confirm you can be able to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you have any questions before I submit your information and send you those DocuSign links?
No, not right now.
Okay. Then I'm going to send that as a text message and to your email, so whichever one you prefer to open up.
Okay.
And while you are looking over that, I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line so you have my number.
Okay.
And then I'll be on the line in case you have any questions about the documents.
Okay.
Okay, I just received it. All right. And that is pretty much all I need from you at the moment before I give you a call back later to transfer you. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, not right now. Thank you so much for everything.
Of course. Thank you for your time. I sent you a text as well for my direct line in case you think of anything, okay?
Okay. Thanks again.
Of course. Have a good day.
You're so welcome.
Bye.